Okay, after the Haggadah comes Siras HaOmer. So just we'll do one day at a time. We'll take a day at a time. But today let's discuss a few ideas relating to Siras HaOmer. One very intriguing minhag relating to the Sfira is, why does Shatz first make the bracha and say the day before the tzibur? Alright, we come to shul, it's time for Siras HaOmer, give a clap. Everyone say the Sfira by yourself, yeah?
He's the knowledgeable person. The cloud does it if they mix up the day. But he's
excellent.
Knowledgeable person.
Excellent.
So he shows you which is the right thing.
So you're suggesting, this is brought down by a number of mafarshim, the reason why the Shliach Tzibur recites the bracha and says the day is to inform the Olam what is the correct day, because the average person can make a mistake. Excellent. That is the primary reason. Now, this is very interesting. We're brainwashed in this society where the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha, he says the day, but there is a custom, if anyone has ever seen this, where it's the other way around, where first the Tzibur makes the bracha and says the day, or it could be, I'm not exactly sure of the minhag, but the Tzibur first makes the bracha, then the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha and he says the day. You ever see such a thing before? Never. We're accustomed to the minhag where the Shliach Tzibur is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Sfiras HaOmer Hayom Shmoni Yomim BaOmer. Right? So the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha and then he says the day. But there is a custom, there is a minhag vasik, it's not an among us, with, okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's time for Sfiras HaOmer. So everyone's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Sfiras HaOmer. And then the Olam is quiet. And then the Shliach Tzibur says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Sfiras HaOmer. And then the Shliach Tzibur says the day, Hayom Shmoyne Yomim LaOmer, Shehem Shuecha Al Yomecha LaOmer. And then the Tzibur says, Hayom Shuecha LaOmer, the Tzibur says the day. So what's the Hakat Pshat? It seems that this used to be...
In the Minhag Yisrael Torah it says that.
Oh, that's what it says.
Was that the Tzibur made the bracha.
First, now, did they say that the Tzibur made the bracha and the day, or just the Tzibur made the bracha?
No, they said the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The reason it became that
way,
only because the people were going to make a mistake, maybe, so they gave the Rav who probably...
Oh, so you just said a whole mouthful. You said the Rav. Oh, wait, we're not up to the Rav yet.
It was the Shliach Tzibur or the Rav, yeah, but they morphed into the Rav because you were hoping that if anybody wasn't going to make a mistake, it was going to be
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Okay. So we shouldn't make the wrong...
Okay, so there are different in Yom. I didn't see the... It's very interesting what you're saying. You're saying a lot of things together.
That's how it comes down. Yeah.
But you're saying from the Minhag Yisrael Torah is that the Tzibur did everything. They said the day, the bracha, and the day,
right.
And then the Shliach Tzibur would repeat. But why would that be so? Why would
is that necessary?
Just in case someone made a mistake. So now's your last chance to correct it. But if we're so concerned for the Tzibur making a mistake, let the Shliach Tzibur do it the way we do it today.
Right.
Let him make the bracha first, and let him. So the answer is that there's a hiddur in having the Tzibur make the bracha first, because there's a very great danger that the Tzibur and the Shliach Tzibur will have kavana to be moitzi and yoitzi with the other Olam. In other words, what we do today is dangerous. It's very dangerous. Because you go to the average person, comes to shul, okay, he doesn't know that much, and he hears the Shliach Baruch, he's shuckling and he's screaming and he's all worked up, he's all sweated up, he's making the bracha and everyone is listening. The audience is having kavana to be yoitzei with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. And the Shliach Tzibur is not necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. He thinks, why am I making this bracha? It must be, I'm now going to be moitzi the Olam, their obligation, with my bracha. Just like when I get an aliyah, I make a bracha. The answer, amen, the yoitzei with my bracha, I'm going to be moitzi the Olam. But that's a terrible mistake, because once the Olam answers Amen and has Kavanah to be Yoytze, and the Moytze, the Shliach Tzibur has Kavanah to be Moytze, you're done! You can't make a bracha! It's a bracha levatala if the shliach tzibur had kavanah to be moitzi, you had kavanah to be yoitzi. So now when you make your bracha, baruch atah Hashem v'kenem melech olam, it's a moitzi shem shemayim levatala. And you can't necessarily be yoitzi with the words hayom shmoni yamon. That's different, we'll come to that in a moment. There's no din shemea ko'oineh on the actual amira of the omer. That's a different issue. But a bracha, there's no question, you can be yoitzi the bracha with listening and answering amen. So what we do today is very dangerous. There's a very great hidur and having the shliach tzibur make the bracha and doing the omer, and there's no hefsek, it says the omer, that way everyone in the tzibur knows exactly what today is. No one should make any mistake, we know what today is. But the trade-off is the danger that the shliach tzibur may not be knowledgeable of the halacha, and people in the tzibur may also not be knowledgeable, and he may have come on to be moitzei, and the tzibur may have come on to be yoitzei, and then when the tzibur recites their own prior bracha, the big moitzi shem shemaim levatala. What?
Second, when they make it, it would be as a bracha.
Bracha levatala. So what's the solution? The solution would then be that the tzibur should first make the bracha. Wonderful, I made the bracha. Then they would pause. They would pause. And then the shliach tzibur would make the bracha, because he can't say the omer himself until he makes the bracha. And then he would say the day. Now everyone knows what the day is. And then they say the day. That would really would seem to be the ideal, but the problem is the shtickle hefsik. You're making a bracha, and you're waiting, and then you're doing it. That's a hefsik. And also, it's not ideal to make the bracha when you don't know in advance exactly what you're about to do. The mitzvah is, I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure that today is day 8. 99% sure. But just in case, I'm going to listen to the shliach tzibur. You don't make a bracha like that. I'm 99% sure my tilna kosher. That's not a mahalach. When you make the bracha, you have to be certain what you're about to do, what the mitzvah is. So it turns out, it's an amazing thing, there's no perfect world. Whatever you do is no good. Whatever you do is no good. If the shliach tzibur makes the bracha and says the omer, there's a danger. He doesn't know what he's doing, and you don't know what you're doing. And you're going to be bracha levatala, which is a very big aver. On the other hand, making the bracha first and listening to him, if you don't know what today is, so why are you making the bracha? You're going to wait. You're going to be telling him that's achirim. That's not the way you do a mitzvah. To be 99% sure and then wait for someone else to make you 100% sure and make the bracha. So what's the solution? You'll make the bracha. You'll do it, and then afterwards the shliach tzibur will make the bracha and say it. It's already a done deal. It's too late already. Just as an afterthought. I've done the mitzvah, I've said the day, and now I just want to check to make sure I've done it correctly. That's not a mahalach in how you do a mitzvah. So there's no solution. There's no perfect solution. So what? Yeah.
Should actually announce, I am making this bracha for myself.
And not exactly. So what? Excellent. So that's what became now the new minhag. This is not new minhag, we're talking about hundreds of years. Yeah. Who says the bracha? Not the shliach tzibur, the rav. Because the rav is a talmid chacham. And the rav knows that when he makes the bracha, he's not going to be moitzi acherim yidei chayvasan. Unbelievable.
But the island
doesn't matter. It doesn't work. Doesn't help. I can think all I want.
I still can think that I'm...
You can think all you want, but you're not. They're not yoitzeh. The olam doesn't know what they're doing anyway, because the olam thinks, what's the danger? The olam thinks, I'm going to be yoitzeh with the shliach tzibur's bracha, and then they go ahead and they make the bracha themselves. The olam is not
maritz. The olam is a
guy. One of the eights of Tovus for the people, supposedly, that they mention halachically, if, let's say, miss the day.
Yeah.
So you're only saying...
Another no-win solution. Right. You rely upon the rav. You keep on going in the vicious cycle.
You'll say, today is for, I can't make a bracha anymore because I left out a day.
It's so, a vicious cycle.
Sort of a thing, you could be yaitza with him.
Vicious cycle. You know, so, well, let's go to the steps. So what's the solution? And this is diminishing. This is diminishing in many places, not all places. I don't know why. I never figured this out, why some places the rav does, some of the rav does not. But this primary reason why the Rav should make the bracha is not because the Rav knows the right date. Well, it's because the Rav will know to have Kavana not to be Moitzi the Tzibur. So when the Tzibur makes their bracha, it should not be a bracha livatala. That's the primary reason. There's another reason, there's a fascinating other reason brought down in the Shulei HaMinug, is that it's very embarrassing if you're the Shliach Tzibur, and then you say, oh no, it's time for Sira. I didn't count, I'm missing a day.
It's more embarrassing if the Rav doesn't know.
Okay, so that. Okay, so the Rav is paid. That's why he's the Rav. The Rav is paid. That's his job. The Rav is paid. He's hired. That's what he's there to do. He's there to be on top of it. That's if he's not on top of it, so you got a problem. Okay, it happens. Rabbanim also, and it's not so uncommon that Rabbanim forget. But that's what the Rav is supposed to do. An average person who is a shliach tzibur, that's not my job. My job is not to be in charge. I forgot. So I'm only human. It happens. And oh no, it's a big oilum here. If I'm not going to make the bracha, it's very embarrassing. Yes, I'll be samech. I was only a suffix. Right here, all these different dilemmas. Did I count? Did I not count? Who's been a shmoshos? You'll be moira heter, and you'll make a bracha shloi kedin. So we don't want that. We don't want to put people every single night in the community at risk of embarrassment and being oimin in the nesoyin. V'lo lidei nesoyin, v'lo lidei bezoyin. Because most of the time when you come lidei nesoyin, it's hard to be oimin, it's yinichshol, so we give it to the Rav. So two reasons why the Rav makes the brach. Not to put people in the nesoyin of making the brach levatala. Number two is he knows b'kavana not he might say the oilin. But what's the problem now? Problem is, many people in the tzibur, they forget. It happens. That's all in common. And then, I can't make the bracha. So they think, oh, I'm going to rely upon the bracha of the Rav. When the Rav makes the bracha, I'm going to be yoytze with his bracha. But the Rav explicitly is having kavana not to be yoytze you. So therefore, if you do forget, you really have to go over to a person, a private person, and tell them, please, you see this, people, right. then you go to shul, like Talmidei Chacham, who know, and the Rav is making the bracha, they'll still go to their next door neighbor and say, do me a favor, you make the bracha, be mitzvah me. What do you need to be mitzvah me? Listen to the rabbi. The rabbi's making the bracha, be mitzvah with his bracha. No, Yama Aretz, don't you know the rabbi is having kavana not to be mitzvah?
Yeah.
Unless you want to say such a lumbness that the rabbi is having kavana only not to be mitzvah those that don't need, but those that need, is there such a thing? You can be mechalik, there's a whole shalot you can do such a thing. There's a big dilemma. I'll tell you a story. This is a Balkare. Good Balkare story. A real hot-headed Balkare. I can relate to this a little bit. And you're in a shul and they're talking. Okay, so a little talking once in a while. But talking is really getting out of hand. So this is a true story. I mean, I'm sure it happened more than once. The Balkare, he went and made an announcement. Rabbi Sai, I'm having kavana not to be moitzei those people in the back that are talking. I'm the Baal Kore, I'm laning, you need me to be Yotze your mitzvah of Kriya Satora. I'm the Baal Kore, I'm laning. We have a nice alum here, we have 50 people, there are 30, there are 40 people that are listening, I'm having kavan to be Yotze them. Those 10 people over there, I'm not being Yotze you, so you might as well get out of here, because you're just wasting your time here. So those people, they went to the Gedolei Yisrael to ask them, are they Taka Yotze? Does the Baal Kore have such a power to mechalek in his kavana for some yes, for some not? Very big dilemma, very big shaila. I think the bottom line was no, he doesn't have the power. That's how I remember hearing it. I remember this so many years ago. He doesn't have what?
So they continue talking.
Exactly. He doesn't have the power. So I think the lumbus is, at least this is the very big dilemma, it's not so simple that you have the power to say some yes, some not. When you do make a bracha, it's either all or nothing. As far as being moitzi achei demidei chayvasan. So for the Rav to say, for those people that are counting, I'm having kavana not to be moitzi then. So they shouldn't have kavana by mistake, make the bracha, and they'll be bracha levatala. But for those people that are not counting anymore and need my bracha, for them I'm having kavana. It's not not necessarily true that a Rav has the power to divide his machshav for some yes and for some not, some yes, some no. So therefore, you go back into this vicious cycle. So those people in the tzibur should not by mistake think that they can yotze the bracha with the bracha of the Rav. So basically, there are four steps. The first last thing we do, you start off that ideally the shliach tzibur makes the bracha. Problem is, it's dangerous. He doesn't know what he's doing. Every night, a different shliach tzibur. I mean, yotze the oilam. The oilam is also ignorant. I mean, yotze. You yotze. Now, when you make your bracha, bracha levatala. So what's the next best solution? The tzibur makes the bracha. This talk the way it was. The tzibur makes the bracha. Then they wait. What's the day? Okay, that's the day. Now I say the day. That's not a mahalach and how you do a mitzvah. You go and you use it as a hefsik, and you don't even know what you're doing when you're making the bracha. You don't even know what you're doing. That's not a mahalach. So what's the next best thing? The Rav makes the bracha, because the Rav knows not to be moitzeh. But the Rav knows not to be moitzeh. It's only for the people that are still counting. But what about people that are not counting? They think they've been yotzeh with the Rav. So they're losing out. They're so basically we have a world. You cannot solve everyone's problem in this world. It's a no-win situation.
What about the Sibur who says, as a reminder, yesterday was?
Yes, that's proper. What do you mean?
In other words, people should know by saying, as a reminder to the island.
That's how they should do it. I guess it lacks flavor. It's a zilzul to the tzibur. You get up and you say, Rabbeisai, yesterday's day. It's not done, obviously. There's no such takar that he does it. You're saying that would solve all the problems?
No.
That yesterday we counted.
They do it informally. It's not part of the takar.
It's done
informally.
But you accomplish the goal of everyone knowing what the correct number is.
But it's much.
They're
going to
listen to the Rav.
If the Rav the Shlitzi was going to make the bracha,
the absence of this is usually done in the absence of the bracha.
The Rav is not there.
So the Shlitzi does it then. No, is that the way it's done? The shuls I've grown up is the Rav. Generally, the Rav does it.
Right.
When the Rav is not there, they're different. Generally, the shliach tzibur does it. It's like default. There's some shuls default. The Rav does the Rav. The Rav's not here. No covet. They're not going to fight over covet here in the shul. The shliach. Some shuls they like to fight over the covet. Oh, the Rav is not here. So who is the next? The next one in line. Who is the one that deserves? Oh, he's a chashva, Rosh Hashiva. Well, he's a magid shir. He gives a daf yomi. What?
Who sets up the kiddush? He's next in line.
Right.
So there are. I've seen that where the Rav is not there and they start fighting. Who are they going to be mechabit? And you know, and happens by default. This I have to have very often. Where I used to have Marav is the Rav wasn't there, so the rule basically was the shliach tzibur.
Right.
But the shliach tzibur is not counting. He admits I'm not counting anymore. I missed that. So you follow her. The Rav is not here. The goal is the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur says, "Sorry, but guys, I'm not counting anymore. I forgot to count the second night. The second night, I was out already." Oh, so who's next in line? So then it gets Levitic. Oh, who's going to say the Sphira? That used to happen all the time when I used to daven Rav. All the time. Very, very common. I don't know, in yeshiva, I grew up in Young Israel. So my father, Zichron Levracha, always said the Sphira. And he said the Siddur Shem Yichud, and he said the whole works very, very atypical for a young Israel. He did the whole thing. Then I went to yeshiva, I was shocked. Like the Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbeim, no, the Shliach Tzibur says the Sphira. And then it was Mavara, why? The Shliach Tzibur, like there's no such thing, there's no such covet for the Rosh Hashiva to say the Sphira. It was always the for the Rav to say the Sphira, it was always the Rav. On the other hand, this year I daven Yom Tif in the little yeshiva. A little yeshiva around the corner from me, and the Rosh Hashiva is not there at night. He lives very far away, and the whole meaning way is only like, and there was a visiting Talmud Chacham. So the Gabbai The Gabbai said it, so the Shliach Tzibur, they always says the Sphere, always. But there was a very Choshev Talmud Chacham there, and the Gabbai just honored us in Mechabed Rashiv with the Sphere. And right away, he did it. He did like a ziff, like it's natural to him. In his yeshiva, he's in Farakaway, and his yeshiva is like posh, and he does it. So, I don't know, obviously there are different customs in Klal Yisrael exactly how, when and how you do the Sphere. I'll just say one of the quick thing. The Inyan, two different svars, very interesting svars. Why is there Takanodin Shneya Ko'oine when it comes to Sphere? When you, bracha, you could the Shmei Koin, that's a given. But when it comes to counting the day, you cannot say, I'm going to be Yoitzi with your count. Let me listen. You'll say, Hayoim Shmoin Yom Ba'omer, I'm going to be Yoitzi. Why is there no din Shmei Koin when it comes to counting? So the answer is, so it's not really clear. Yeah, what's the point? So you want to say that's enough? Just sides of Lochem? Okay, could be. Maybe some, maybe that's how the Pashtos, the simple understanding is. The Nitziv goes a step further, and he says, in the Lad and Farshan, the Nitziv is very accurate. He's very, very big medactic. He says it comes from the repetition. It says twice, Utsvartem Lochem, and then it says, Nachu Tisperu Chamishim Yom. The fact that Torah emphasizes not just once, the fact that Torah emphasizes the counting numerous times is an indication, this is what he says, it's very hard to understand what he means, that the Torah wants you, the individual, to count and you're not going to be able to with someone else. That's one svar. The Moadim Uzmanim is another svar. He says an incredible insight that there, in the Gemara compares the counting of Yovel to the counting of Sphere. There's a hekesh linking the two with the various different halachas. You count every single year, and you count just like we count the days and the weeks. We count the shemitahs. We count the individual years, and you count every shemitah. You count 50 years until Yovel, so you have to get like a double Sphere. Every year, Yom Kippur. Today, the Beis Din counts. Today is 30. Let's see, eight years into the Yovel, which is one Shemitah and 1 year. You count the individual years to the 50-year Yovel, and you count the Shemitahs. And how do you know this? The Gzeres Shava. We compare the counting of the Yovel to the counting of the Sphira. They're linked together. So the Moadim Uzmanim says, just like by Beis Din, there's no such thing by Beis Din for them to count to the Machshava. Any din in Beis Din, it's poshut. They have to articulate the words. They have to say they're counting for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not expected to read their minds. So just like the same exact terminology is used by Beis Din is used for the individual, and just like by Beis Din, it's poshut nisvara. They have to actually articulate the words, and the individual is compared to the Beis Din. Likewise, the individual must clearly articulate the day. He cannot rely upon Shemei Koine or upon Machshava. It's a very interesting svara to link up, to go Ad Kedei Kach, the Moedim Uzmanim, to link up the individual to Beis Din. Beis Din has to do it Bepeh. They can't rely on Shemei Koine. They can't be Machaven, hear or believe. So too, every individual must do it Bepeh. There's no Shemei Koine, and there's no Kavan to believe. Unfortunately, they're very disturbed with this Moedim Uzmanim. The name of Gzera Shava doesn't exist. I mean, there's Gzera Shava. But you only can make up Gzera. How far can you go with Gzera Shava? Gzera Shava is for certain things, not to go Ad Kedei Kach. But that's what he says. So these are very